Hachette Audio presents The Rush, America's fevered quest for fortune. Written by Edward Dolnick. Read by Bernard Sotero Clark. The planter, the farmer, the mechanic, and the laborer all know that their success depends upon their own industry and economy, and that they must not expect to become suddenly rich by the fruits of their toil. President Andrew Jackson, 1837. A frenzy seized my soul. Piles of gold rose up before me at every step. Castles of marble, slaves bowing to my beck and call, virgins contending with each other for my love. In short, I had a very violent attack of the gold fever. James Carson, a soldier stationed in California, 1848. Prologue. Abandoned by his companions, starving and trapped by snowstorms high in the Sierra Nevada, even a pathologically optimistic man like J. Goldsboro Brough found himself fretting. He had thought he could outlast the cold and snow until a rescue party turned up, but months had passed. Now he could scarcely muster the strength to stumble in search of food. Dinner one night had consisted of candles melted in a skillet, and another night, boiled woodpecker. A few days later, Brough found a half-decayed deer's skull. The worms and bugs had left a bit of meat, and Brough shared it with his faithful dog, a bull terrier named Nevada. The scraps, Brough.